Listen and Live Audio presents What Comes After Crazy, a novel by Sandy Kahn Shelton, read by Fran Tuno. Chapter 1. The fact is, I'm in the process of panicking in front of Dan Briggs. We're sitting in my living room late on Sunday night, and although I met him only a month ago and nothing has been said outright, the air has a sudden crackle to it that even I know means it's time we decided whether we'll sleep together. We've kissed 3 times, although not yet tonight, and he's called me on the phone 5 times, and we've gone for 2 walks that turned romantic. That adds up to 1 overdue sexual encounter by today's rules, I believe. Here's the thing. Theoretically, I would love to sleep with him, but I can't remember how you get started. It's now been so long since I've been with a guy and had sex as a possibility, I am still technically married after all, that I can't for the life of me remember how it is that 2 people can go from having a conversation to passionately kissing. What is the signal that gets sent? And how in the world do the clothes come off? If only I could press the pause button on this relationship and call a few friends. What I need to know for starters is this. Since it's my house, do I have to make the first move? Or shouldn't he, as the male of the species, simply ease me down onto the floor and start in with some heavy petting? And, well, is it possible to have sex without the other person seeing you naked? Worse. We've somehow stumbled into an endless loop of a conversation about the benefits of whole wheat flour versus white flour, and I don't see how we'll ever get out of it. Dan, you see, is a naturopathic physician who's just moved to town to open a practice, and I'm a baker in a health food store. Or, more truthfully, I simply pass as one.